In November 2013, I had the opportunity to participate in the National Academy of Sciences Keck Future Initiative held at the Beckman Center in Irvine, California. The topic of this particular event was the future of advanced nuclear technologies. One of the speakers at the event was Dr. Ernest Moniz, who had just become the Secretary of Energy at the time. During his talk, Dr. Moniz mentioned small modular reactors and also alluded to the next generation nuclear plant, NGNP. Here's what he said, and then I got to ask him a question.
Probably the centerpiece is the small modular reactor technical licensing program. We have $452 million available over 6 years to advance small modular reactors to the design certification stage. We think that these technologies, and there are a multiplicity of them, as you know, very, very, very promising, very interesting features, passive safety features, some nice security features, underground siting, factory production, hopefully driving down costs, more flexibility, including flexibility in financing, inherent to the scale. But of course, we won't really know about performance and cost performance until we get some small modular reactors out there. We have given out one award so far with the idea, that's the MPower, with the idea that there could be a reactor operating early in the next decade. And we had a second procurement that is outstanding and which we are working to finalize soon.
A couple of things I want to emphasize. The amount of money, $452 million spread out over 6 years, averages $75 million per year, and there's no inflation adjustment. Secondly, this talk was given in November of 2013. That second award that Dr. Moniz mentions was not selected until late in 2014, and the money was not made available to the recipient until early 2015.
We're also interested in going and looking at nuclear power beyond electricity generation. You know, I think many of the promising concepts, and here again, small modular reactors, especially higher temperature ones, may have a particular a role there, essentially as heat sources, process heat, water desalinization, hydrogen production, petroleum production, and refining. Basically is produce large amounts of steam. We will continue, of course, to also support the development of and provision of radioisotopes that are not available in the commercial sector.
Another thing I want to remind you is that the NGNP program was virtually defunded in 2014. Only about $20 million remains in the program, and that is dedicated to materials testing and fuel testing. It's no longer a separate program. It's just under the general budget of the Office of Science.
Good morning, Dr. Moniz. This is Rod Adams, and I am the owner and publisher of Atomic Insights. I'm interested to pursue a little bit the description of the Small Modular Reactor Program as a flagship program. Is funded at $452 million over 6 years. That's roughly 1% of the amount of money that we're spending on the production tax credit for wind in 2013. Can you comment on that, please, sir?
Yes, we're spending $450 million to assist two designs, at least two designs, to move forward to design certification. I don't believe these kinds of comparisons are particularly helpful.
Apparently, some of the people in Congress and the Senate who are responsible for appropriating funds for the U.S. government do believe these kinds of comparisons are helpful. Senator Alexander asked very similar questions during the Department of Energy's FY 2016 budget hearing. And once again, the U.S. Congress, with the full support of the administration, extended the production tax credit in 2014, making all projects that were started during that year eligible for the production tax credit retroactively, again spending another $6 billion for mature wind turbine technologies. Aspect of tax credits for wind turbines is that it's a little obscure. The real tax credit that most projects use is the investment tax credit, which gives them 30% of the project cost within a year after the project becomes operational. They don't delay their money over a 10-year period. Dr. Moniz, during his testimony, indicated that while there were still improvements to be made in wind turbines, the question that one has to ask is, there are still improvements being made in automobiles, in computers, in refrigerators, in in all manufactured products. Does the government still provide subsidies to the marketplace to drive those people to purchase those new technologies? Of course, in some cases they do. But why are we spending $6 billion for wind and a mere $75 million for the flagship program of nuclear energy? My point is that if you want to find out where somebody's priorities are, where their heart is, you check and see how much money they're investing, how much money they're spending, and you can find out exactly what the priority is. There's talk is cheap. There's been an awful lot of talk about small modular reactors. The budget for SMRs actually decreased by $30 million for FY 2016 due to the decision by B&W Empower to put their project into a much reduced status, still employing about 40 to 50 people, furthering the design while they're waiting for a corporate change. My point is that the government's not doing much to help nuclear proceed, not making it a priority, not thinking about speeding things up, not reducing barriers, and the DOE could be doing an awful lot of research in figuring out ways to reduce the barriers, but that's not fun, big science, big machine research. It's simply figuring out how to knock down bureaucratic barriers, and that's so boring for the people that are employed at DOE.